This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
I want to thank you very much and welcome you into another hour of Auto World, another edition in this hour of the broadcast. One of my favorite guys out there in the automotive journalistic world, esteemed automotive journalist Paul Eisenstein will be joining us with all the latest news from the Motor City and beyond. Lots of interesting things going on, as usual. A little later on in the hour, we'll check in with Don Jones from the Old Car Guys as well. Coming up in hour number two of the broadcast on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we're going to be joined by a gentleman from Motorbooks International who is an editor there, and he's also an author, and he has written three recent books. So we're going to be talking about everything from Vincent motorcycles to muscle cars. Telephone-wise, we are 100% free. We got you covered, 855-660-4261. And that's toll-free from anywhere in North America or via the email, not only during the show, but anytime during the week, bob at autoworldradio.com, bob at boblongradio.com. Well, joining us now on the airways of Auto World is one of our regular contributors. I shouldn't really say this, but I will. As I told him off air recently, you know, I have lots of journalists that contribute to this program, but as far as the gentleman that I would like to talk to more than anyone else, it happens to be the man joining us right now. He's an esteemed automotive journalist. He is the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com and the Detroit Bureau. He is also a contributing writer to magazines and websites around the world, contributor to NPR Radio, and he's also one of the nicest guys out there in the whole automotive world. Paul Eisenstein, welcome to Auto World.
Yeah, Bob, I'm blushing a little bit, but thank you very much. Very kind words.
Well, let's begin by talking about a story that you said a little bit earlier in the year that it keeps giving, and it's kind of come to somewhat of a conclusion, but not really. And I'm referring to the Volkswagen scandal, the TDI scandal. What's happened here? I understand a judge has made a ruling. Get us up to speed.
Yeah, so for the two or three people out there who don't know about the story to begin with, VW was accused last September by the EPA of cheating on diesel emissions tests, initially with a 2-liter diesel, but then they subsequently not only acknowledged that cheat, but also said that they had cheated with the 3-liter, the luxury diesel that's used in VW, Audi, and Porsche models. Now, they faced tens of billions, that's Carl Sagan numbers, billions of dollars, what would it be, in fines and lawsuits. And just over a month ago, they came up with a settlement that would cost about $14.7 billion. $10 billion of that would buy back or repair about 475,000 of the 2-liter diesels. We don't have a settlement yet for the larger engine. There are a couple of other parts. There's even $2.7 billion included, Bob, to handle what's called remediation, help put cleaner diesels on the road elsewhere, for example, government fleets, to cut the amount of pollution, to counter the extra pollution of all those falsely clean diesels that VW sold. And as you said, this past week, a judge in California, in fact, the brother of a Supreme Court justice himself, Charles Breyer, approved the settlement. Now, Bob, it is nowhere near the end of this scandal. So if you'd like, we can talk a little bit about some of the other issues that VW faces.
Absolutely, Paul. And after we talk about it, I want to talk about the recent sales success of VW, which is going to surprise a lot of people. But as you say, this is not the end of the road. What other potential lawsuits? How long is this thing going to drag out? And what kind of potential fines are they looking at in lawsuits?
Yeah, that's the question. We know there's going to be billions of dollars more. They are facing an investigation, by the way, in Germany, as well as the United States, and there's several other countries where there may be problems. Now, several states have either levied their own fines. Washington State hit them with, what, $170 million in fines the other day. Three states, including New York, are in court. We have lawsuits filed by dealers as well as shareholders. They're supposed to come up with a settlement for dealers, compensation for the lost business, and there are other issues. So, for example, they still have to, as I said, come up with the settlement covering the 3-liter diesel. And then there's the issue that VW is still not selling any diesels. Remember, those accounted for a quarter of the Volkswagen brand sales in the United States before this scandal. Those diesels still aren't on the road, nor are the bigger ones, and that's costing them a lot of sales. So they're taking a big hit in terms of the market here in the United States, which leads to your next question, I think, Bob, is what's happening with sales worldwide? And that's a real interesting surprise.
It certainly is. It's going to take our listeners off guard. There's no question about it, because one would suspect that after this scandal that the Volkswagen group as a whole would be suffering, and the Volkswagen brand in particular, but that is not the case.
No. In fact, VW wound up increasing sales, not as much as was originally forecast, but their sales for the first half of 2016, they're up. They're up at the same time that key competitor Toyota has had a sharp downturn in sales, and in part because they're not selling as many of those Priuses and other hybrids. And so guess what? We have VW in the midst of a scandal, their image in tatters. And as a corporation, they are now the best-selling car maker in the world for the first half of 2016.
Which is a position that I know they love to be in, as any automaker would, but Volkswagen must be thrilled with this. And, you know, the other shame is this past week I've had the opportunity to drive the new Jag product, the XE, with the 2-liter diesel engine, and of course many other diesel vehicles from other brands, from BMW, for example, and we're going to see more being introduced, and I hate to see the scandal kind of smear diesel technology, because again, if you haven't driven the modern diesels, you're going to be in for a real shock, because these power plants are simply amazing. Personally, I prefer them over hybrids and electric vehicles. I prefer the diesel.
Yeah, I tell you what, a lot of people do, and that is something which I think has been hurt very badly. The reputation of diesels, I think, has been hurt very badly here in the United States. But there are signs that diesels are also taking hits in Europe. Now, remember, diesels are facing increasingly stringent emission standards in Europe, where they tended to be a little more lax on things like particulates and oxides of nitrogen, the things that cause smog. So that's going to get tougher. The good part, Bob, is that while we're seeing VW in particular, the whole corporation, shift focus more and more towards battery-based technology, the battery technology that we are seeing is very different from that which we thought of just a couple of years ago. You know, vehicles like the Nissan Leaf or the Chevy Volt or the like. And we can talk about that change when we get back.
Absolutely. Perfect segue. As usual, Paul Eisenstein is with us. That means you must stay where you are, listening to Auto World all across North America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Actually, from my humble studio here, I wish it was at the address that Mr. Announcerman stated, but nevertheless, having great fun, happy to be here, happy to have Paul Eisenstein, publisher of TheDetroitBureau.com, with us. We're talking about the Volkswagen settlement of sorts, and now we're going to talk about batteries, and you're absolutely right, Paul, going into the break, you were mentioning how battery technology continues to evolve and become It has become something quite different than what we had just a few short years ago. This is a really important story for the automotive world, and certainly for consumers, as well as more and more automakers move towards electric vehicles.
Yeah, no question, Bob. And to put things in perspective, just how much more we're going to be seeing in terms of electric vehicles, electrified vehicles. Consider Mercedes-Benz. By the end of next year, they're going to have 10 plug-in hybrids on the market around the world. Now, we won't have all of them here in the United States, but you'll see models ranging from, the GLA, the newly renamed GLE, their mid-sized sport ute, all the way up to the big S-Class and quite a few others. And they're not alone. Of course, we see from BMW, we have the i3 and the i8, and there's others coming. Cadillac, there's going to be a plug-in coming from them, a plug-in version of their new CT6. You have the new 200-mile range Chevy Bolt with a B, as well as the all-new version of the Chevy Volt plug-in. And the key thing here, Bob, is that battery technology, the actual batteries, their prices have been falling. You used to spend, not that many years ago, about $1,000 a kilowatt hour. It's down to about $150. It's still expensive, but consider that's an almost sevenfold drop. So where it might have taken $30,000 of batteries to move you 200 miles, today you might be able to do the same thing with $4,000 in batteries. All of a sudden, it's starting to become competitive with gasoline. Now, add to the fact that the new batteries are more energy dense. In other words, more power in the same size. They're lighter. They're more reliable and so on. And then you're getting better with the technology. Look at Tesla. 0 to 60 on the ludicrous mode version of the Model S in 2.8 seconds. And you're going to see some competitors challenging to see if they can go even faster than that.
Look. And Paul, let's talk a little bit more about Tesla continuing to dominate the headlines on a variety of different fronts. First off, of course, unfortunately, there was a fatality involving a Tesla Model S, which was in autopilot mode, I understand. For those who may not know about this, why don't you tell everybody about it?
Bob, let's back up for a second. A lot of people are talking about putting out autonomous, self-driving vehicles by the beginning of the next decade. Fully self-driving. In other words, you just basically might sit behind the wheel, but you're not going to do anything. Well, the reality is getting there is going to take a little bit of time. And among other things, we're going to see it come to market in stages. We're seeing semi-autonomous vehicles right now. They can handle some things. Park on their own, change lanes on their own, and so on. And Tesla is one of the most aggressive with that. They came up with a system called Autopilot. And unfortunately, while they are officially telling people, hey, this is not an autonomous technology, you still have to basically have your hands on the wheel, a lot of the people who've been buying that technology, a lot of Elon Musk's fans, have taken it to mean this is so smart, they can do more than what Tesla has said. And in the Florida case, we had a 40-year-old former Navy SEAL, Joshua Brown, who was killed when his Tesla autopilot system apparently did not see a big white truck turn in front of it on a highway. It simply misread the signs, and Brown himself may have been watching videos rather than watching the road, ready to take control. There are two other crashes that have been blamed on the autopilot system. We don't know. But they're not the only ones taking heat. I don't know, Bob, have you heard about the latest flap, which we covered on thedetroitbureau.com, about Mercedes and their semi-autonomous system?
Yes, they're definitely dialing back a little bit their claims and pulling some commercials.
Yeah, Mercedes on the new E-Class, which is just coming to market, is also launching a new technology called Drive Pilot. Tap the turn signal, and it will pass for you with an asterisk. Let me tell you that it's not as neat and clean as that. The reality is that to do that, you have to be in a sort of geo-fenced area. The technology is smart enough to know that there are some roads where it's still not safe for you to be using this semi-autonomous technology. Interestingly enough, GM has decided to delay the launch of their system called Super Cruise. It was supposed to hit the road early next year, and they're pushing it back to late in 2017. And they're adding some interesting technology, Bob. For one thing, they'll have the geo-fencing. They have a super high-definition map, much better than the Navi people have in their cars today, accurate down to a matter of inches. Plus, they're adding a retinal detection system, which is a way of actually seeing whether there is somebody behind the wheel and that they're awake and that they are actually looking at the road, not goofing off or worse, watching a video or texting or something else. If it senses that you are not ready to take over at a moment's notice, it will advise you that the system is shutting down and you'll slow down to a crawl.
Very interesting. And this is going to be an ongoing story that you can monitor at thedetroitbureau.com. And, of course, we'll be covering it here on Auto World as well. Before I talk to you a little bit more about Elon Musk and his mega giga factory and when we're going to see this Model 3, remind folks about all the wonderful free stuff that they can get just by logging on to thedetroitbureau.com.
Well, we try to be the ultimate voice of the auto industry, Bob, and everybody who's interested in cars. You'll find news, reviews, features, buying guides, and more at thedetroitbureau.com. You'll also be able to sign up for our newsletters. We put out a newsletter every week, every month, every day. You can even get a news alert every time we put out a new story. Add to that RSS feeds and Twitter feeds, and you can always stay absolutely on top of everything in the auto industry. And best of all, everything is for free.
And doesn't everybody love that, especially here in 2016? When we come back, we'll talk about unique gentleman, Elon Musk, who flung open his doors of Tesla's Gigafactory, and talk a little bit about when we're going to see the so-called affordable offering from the Tesla brand. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Automotive journalist and publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. And Paul's bringing us up to speed of all of the things happening in the Motor City, and there are lots of things going on, including the fact that over the last few days, Elon Musk showed off this gigafactory. It's quite an impressive aerial shot. Supposedly, he thinks he's going to reach a production goal of 500,000 units. That's 500,000 vehicles being sold in 1 year. And he believes that the Model 3S will be coming in 2018. Ambitious, but this is a unique gentleman with it seems like endless assets and at least assets that are being funneled into his company through investors.
Yeah, he's a very interesting guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Somebody that is more than just your classical business guy, even more than just a classical entrepreneur. He is a guy running not only a car company, but a space company that's doing some incredible things, landing rockets after taking them into space. And then, of course, there is Solar City, which is a company that he is wanting to merge with his car company, Tesla. Now, the problem is, that some people don't share his necessary view of the world. There's a lot of controversy, Bob, over Tesla's supposed merger takeover of Solar City, and maybe there should be when you consider, oh, by the way, Elon Musk just happens to be chairman, and his cousin happens to be CEO. So a lot of people think there's conflict of interest. He has a tendency to tweet whatever comes to mind, and I will tell you that some of his PR people go crazy because they have to deal with the consequences of that. Elon is an interesting character, brilliant. He's got people looking at the Hyperloop concept and so on, but I think he can be quite a handful and raise a lot of challenges for those around him.
No question about it, Paul. Some other stories that you've got up on the DetroitBureau.com, which are extraordinarily interesting, include the fact that you found out that one particular state is the most expensive to own a vehicle, and it's kind of surprising in a lot of ways. The folks in Wyoming, the most expensive state to operate a vehicle. What are some of the factors that cause Wyoming to hold the distinction of the worst state, and Hawaii, which is normally a very expensive place for everything, is the least expensive state?
Yeah, the bad thing for Wyoming, there are a lot of bad things for Wyoming. It factored very high in many of the categories that the folks who pulled this list together consider important: gas, insurance, maintenance, registration, sales tax, among other things. Put it in perspective, the top five most expensive states to own and operate a vehicle include Wyoming, then Georgia, Oklahoma, Michigan, no surprise there, and Montana. And Wyoming's across the board expensive. Part of it is you have to drive great distances. You know, it's a wide open state. And they estimate that it costs you almost $32,000 to own and operate a vehicle over 5 years. For a same sort of vehicle in Georgia, the second state, it's down to less than $29,000. So you get the percentage. I mean, it's a big penalty to be operating there. In fact, Bob, I don't know if you remember, but Wyoming has scored pretty poorly in a number of other studies over the years on who pays what. Let's see. By the way, I'm looking here at one of the little points. Wyoming residents pay an average of $3,600 annually on fuel, in part because they drive further. New Yorkers, which surprisingly had about the third lowest cost of ownership and operations, only pay about $1,250 a year. So imagine that. You're actually paying three times as much on fuel each year in Wyoming as you are in New York State.
Isn't that amazing? Other stories making headlines at the DetroitBureau.com is the fact that Ford's chief financial officer came out with a rather bold and, for a lot of people, disturbing statement about the U.S. auto recovery. He believes that it's over.
Yeah, unfortunately, that may just be the case. We are in, as you know, seventh year? Gosh, I have to do a quick calculation. Mm-hmm. Seventh year of record or near record sales, and the industry has been in, you know, just sailing. We're talking about 17.5 million vehicles sold just last year, and everybody was expecting 17.5 million or better this year. But Bob Shanks, who's the chief financial officer at Ford, says it wouldn't be a surprise to him if sales start to slip by the second half, which we're already in. And as you know, things are starting to get a little bit weak. July may not be all that strong, and it could get worse later in the year. And he's not the only one. The reality is most of the analysts I'm looking at, talking to, seem to believe that if nothing else, by next year, we're going to hit the peak and probably start to slip a little bit from where we were over the last couple of years. The good news, Bob, is nobody's expecting the sort of collapse of the auto industry we saw in 2009 and 2010. Remember, we got down below 10 million at one point, the worst recession since the Great Depression, and now we're up to 17.5 million. So the good news is, are we likely to see sales slump a bit? Yeah. Few expect anything more than a mild downturn.
That's good news, because definitely 2010 hurt lots of people, including myself. I really got hammered both in real estate, having to sell a house, as well as on Wall Street. My investments went from, at one point, a reasonable amount of money down to pretty much nothing. So let's hope we don't see that ever again. Let's talk a little bit about another cool story, and that story is all about the appeal survey that is done every year, and it seems like the European models always do so well.
Yeah, Bob, they really do, and this is no exception. The top-ranked vehicles across the board, according to J.D. Power, with the new appeal. I always forget what it stands for. Basically, it's how excited do people get about their vehicles. And there is no question that the Germans in particular, but also some of the other Europeans, are right up on top of that. Now, here's, by the way, one very big surprise. Do you know who is the number one mainstream brand?
I don't off the top of my head.
Surprise, surprise, Volkswagen. Despite all of their trouble, Americans found that VW was way up there yet again. Now, here's the thing, Bob. If you had a guess, I think you've read the story, but if you had to just guess, what would you say excites American motorists most about their new vehicles?
Well, technology, of course, is a thing that most folks are very much into these days, Paul. Am I on track?
Yep, you are. And I think you're going to ask me about it when we get back.
Yes, indeed. More with Don Jones straight ahead. And more with Paul Eisenstein around the bend. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you behind on your taxes? The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote at 800-268-4205. 800-268-4205.
Fender, an iconic brand with some of the greatest instruments in history. And going on now at Guitar Center, it's Fender Fest. The best time ever to check out the greatest selection of Fender guitars in the world. Stratocaster, Telecaster, P-Bass, Jaguar, Jazzmaster, and more. Right now, purchase any qualifying Fender product and get up to a $100 promotional gift card. Own a legend. Fender Fest, now through July 27th, in-store and online, only at Guitar Center.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons, Spring's Evening Cup, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here as we bring you extensive coverage of the Motor City, courtesy of Paul Einstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. And consumers these days, according to research, are so into technology, especially younger generations, Paul. That's interesting. When back when you and I were growing up, it was about styling and horsepower and handling and things like that. But we didn't have the technology that we all are accustomed to today. But today, when you talk to a lot of younger people, they're not so much into horsepower or performance numbers. Yeah. It's more about technology.
Well, it's interesting, Bob. According to this latest J.D. Power appeal study, it's not just technology, but it's safety technology that really turns a lot of people on. That says so much. When you and I were growing up, I'm older than you, so especially when I was young, one of the catchphrases in the auto industry was, quote, safety doesn't sell. Well, now it clearly does. If you look, automakers see steadily increasing demand for optional safety packages, and a lot of makers are now offering an awful lot of very advanced technology, blind spot detection, rear cross traffic alert, forward collision warning, auto emergency braking, and so on, at ever lower prices. And a lot of technology is now standard to begin with. And it seems consumers are very, very pleased with that. In fact, according to the new appeal study, that seems to be the area where automakers get the highest kudos. And those automakers that offer the most high-tech safety technology tend to score at the top in terms of features that surprise and delight consumers. On the other hand, Bob, shall we talk about the reaction to things like navigation?
Yes.
So
let's talk about that.
Yeah, it's very interesting that according to the new J.D. Power appeal study, while things like blind spot detection and auto emergency braking get very, very high marks, some of the lowest marks went for some of the technologies that continue to have or create the biggest headaches for consumers. Navigation in particular scored very, very low. And that's a real issue that manufacturers are going to be facing. They have to figure, first of all, how to make these things worth the price, and then work up to consumer expectations. There's nothing in the world that could be more frustrating. All right, I'm exaggerating. There's certainly nothing in the automobile that can be more frustrating than getting into your car and reading out the destination, whether it's a friend or family member or a restaurant or an office that you need to get to. And the system, instead of sending you to, say, downtown Detroit, is trying to give you directions to, as happened to me recently, somewhere in Maryland.
And it so varies from manufacturer. It's one of the things, getting a new vehicle to check out every week. Some systems are outstanding. Some of them are a country mile off. It's always an interesting adventure to see how the manufacturer has dealt with the navigation systems. Let's talk about Apple in the remaining couple of minutes we got here. Apple continues to throw out indications that they're going to get into the car building business.
Yeah, so they seem to be hinting. They can start to drop a little bit broader hints without ever actually giving us confirmation. Are they trying to throw some of their rivals off balance? Perhaps. Just perhaps. But there are things here that just look, you know, it's the old thing, if there's smoke, there must be fire. And Tim Cook, who's the CEO of the company, replaced the legendary Steve Jobs, has indicated that Apple would get into the car business. But now we seem to be seeing something more important. The word is out, and I can't say that I've absolutely been able to validate it, but the word is out that Bob Mansfield, who's the former Apple Senior VP of Technology, has returned to the company and could be taking over, in fact, their automotive operations.
Oh, that's an interesting story. And certainly, you know, the Google story is one we'll continue to monitor as well. I find it interesting that John Krafcik, who has such a great track record, he's the gentleman that really made Hyundai the powerhouse that it is here in North America. It was under John's leadership, and he is head of the program at Google. And what does that tell you, Paul? I don't know if it tells you anything.
Well, John is, in fact, running their autonomous vehicle program. He's come out in public a number of times recently and talked a little bit about their plans, left a lot of things, however, to the guessing game. But I think John is definitely one of the right people to have in that segment of the world, that new and emerging niche. I think Tesla crash, some of the other things that have happened lately may just put the brakes on a little bit on the rush to bring autonomous vehicles to technology to market. But I don't think it's going to stop it. I think we are going to see an ever-increasing push, and I would say within 5 years, we will see the first, if not absolutely 100% fully autonomous vehicle that can operate under any condition, in any climate, on any road. We will see vehicles that will be truly hands-free on a lot of roads around the country.
And certainly, Paul, this is a technology that consumers seem very much interested in. When surveys are done, the vast majority of folks are very much in favor of this, so the automakers have that in their favor as well.
Yeah, very definitely. So, Bob, it's really funny. I think it's one of those cases of how do you ask the question? Because I've seen a lot of studies in the last year that have been shifting towards more and more favorable positions by American consumers. But I've also seen some that are very much against autonomous technology. And I think it's just a lot of it has to do with how you ask the question. The bottom line is I think Americans want to see the technology move forward. But I also think they want to prove that as Anthony Fox, the Secretary of Transportation, said recently, when they get into a vehicle to begin a trip, they're going to be alive to complete it.
Yeah, there's no question about that. Well, lots of stories to watch, and Paul just returned from a press trip, no doubt checking out a new vehicle. Is it under embargo, or can you give us any hints about what you drove within the last few days?
Actually, it's a rather interesting move, Bob. I had a chance to drive not a sports car or battery vehicle, but a new van. I was down in Charleston, South Carolina, where Mercedes has been displaying their Sprinter van, you know, because of the curious tax laws, 25% import tax called the chicken tax. They have to build their Sprinter vans in Europe, partially disassemble them, ship them over here, and reassemble them in Charleston. And their sales have been growing rather rapidly in those vehicles. They've introduced a second van called the Metris that is also aimed at the worker crowd, and they've just come up with a brand-new, less expensive version called the Metris Worker. The key thing is I was down in Charleston to take a look at the groundbreaking of the new factory they're putting up, where they will fully assemble the new Sprinter starting about the end of the decade, and very possibly may also assemble the Metris, the smaller Mercedes van there as well.
That's good news. And speaking of good news, Fiat Chrysler putting $1.48 billion into a Detroit area plant. And that's great news for the folks in Michigan, but not so great news for the folks at FCA is a sales reporting scandal. Now, I'm not surprised by this. It's always a something, as Gilda Radner used to say on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to wait and see, because the word is that the Securities and Exchange Commission is actually investigating, and we don't know exactly what that will result in. I will tell you this, for years, it's been fairly conventional wisdom within the automotive community that automakers tend to, and I mean a lot of automakers, tend to play fast and loose with their sales numbers. Now, does it rise to the level of criminal? We're going to see. Will it rise to the level of being an industry-wide problem and a lot of automakers caught up in the net, not just Fiat Chrysler? We're going to have to wait for that as well. But I'll tell you what, Bob, this investigation could be very, very difficult for the industry to cope with.
Absolutely. Everybody, subscribe to all of the updates at thedetroitbureau.com. Paul Eisenstein, as usual, a pleasure sharing the microphone with you, my friend.
Great to be with you, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour of the program.
July 25th, 2006, we adopted April. She's a purebred, orange and white, Brittany. But when she started scratching like crazy, I said to John, it's got to be her food. You know, what you put into a dog is what you get out. We heard this radio commercial, and this woman was so excited about Dinovite. DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
I said to John, oh, I'm getting this. So the Dinovite comes, and I thought, a light bulb moment. She loves her dog food. She always leaves a little bit in her bowl. So we have a huge scoop of Dinovite in it, and then we swished it around like gravy. She dove into that bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. So that's been the routine for almost 10 years. April gets Dinovite for dessert. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. It's smooth. She even walks like a little princess.
859-428-1000.
On Dinovite. She's Little Miss Hollywood.
DINOVITE.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency,
get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.